picture this. You're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Hey guys, I'm Lydia.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
And I'm Adam. Let's talk Coya.
Hello, everybody. Annyeong.
Hola.
Hello.
Welcome back, or welcome if this is your first time listening to Let's Talk Coya podcast. So at the time that we're recording this, it's like, I don't know, Arizona doesn't get a spring. And this year we're definitely not getting a spring because it's going to be like 90 degrees.
Excuse me, ma'am. It's been spring for like 2 weeks.
But no, it was weird because it was like warm, then got cold, and now it's warm again. And next week it's legit going to be like 97 degrees.
But those few days of warm, that was spring.
Okay. Like
that's how it is
so
here.
So we got 2 days of spring.
It was like 4.5.
In culmination.
It's spring today, though. Right?
Yeah, it is. Yesterday was great spring.
But
yeah.
We're legit going into summer. But I understand that is not the case for everybody in other places. Nicole? Literally got snow today.
Yeah, it's wild. The Midwest always gets their fall spring and they got.
Which is like crazy. But anyway.
And by the time people hear this, like,
yeah.
We don't even know what it'll be. It might be winter.
So presumably it may be like.
This is where we're at mentally.
Presumably you may be in like spring, summerish weather, but definitely weather warming up. And so every year we talk about updates to our care, pest management, all the things of what's going on with our plants and what we're doing. And so this is the update to that. But
this is the greatest show. Sorry.
This is it, guys. The big one.
But if you're interested, our most recent one is episode 49, where we talked to Jamie from DMV Beneficials, talking all about beneficial bugs. So if you're interested in using beneficial insects to any kind of capacity, that is the episode to listen to. Very, very informative. Yes. Last year around this time, we also did our own pest management update, which is episode 47. And then episode 24 was one of our care updates that we have that you can also listen to. And then if you go way back to the beginning, you can see episode 7, where we talk all about pests, and we go into good pests, bad pests, and some of the information for caring for pest management. And so lots of episodes in there about caring for your plants and pest management that we've done and have worked for us, haven't worked for us. But you know, things always change. We start doing different things. And so we always like sharing, but those are all good ones to listen to if you're curious, because part of the plant life is that there are There are bugs, whether it's good or bad.
Yep.
Yep.
All over. Also, just some housekeeping. These are all opinions and personal experiences.
So we're not professionals in any way, shape, or form.
No professional opinions. None of us have a degree in botany, horticulture, or anything like that.
Only Adam. He has a degree in horror. To cultural.
Cultural horror. Yeah.
Yep.
So, what's been going on with warming up weather and pests, y'all?
Oof. You know, I've been doing beneficials again, but I need to do another order. I said that a while ago. I really got to get on it now that we're spring, because I kind of give up in the winter. But yeah, that's basically what I'm doing, is the water spray, wash down, and beneficials. I'm trying to do like mites for all sorts of different mites that could be on the Hoya, and then soil mites too, which is weird because I don't have soil plants.
I was about to say, why are you doing soil mites with no soil plants? Just to cover your bases?
But you did that. You have done that, right?
Yeah.
And you, like, how do you feel like it went the first round you've done it?
I don't know. Because that's the thing, is like, I didn't stick to the routine of like, releasing every 2 weeks or whatever.
Oh, so it's like very involved.
Well, not with that, but just like any beneficial mites, you got it. Like if you have an active infestation, you have to follow that schedule. And like Jamie was talking about in that episode, like if you talk to DMV beneficials, they will like help you with your schedule.
Give you an action plan.
Yeah. I just did it once, and then that was like right before Christmas, and I haven't done since. So I definitely needed to like be more diligent about it. But the soil mites, I was told, will still work in pond. Passive hydro. So they come in like this container of cocoa coir and perlite. I kind of just cut up little tiny like plastic shot glasses, like the 3 ounce prop glasses. I kind of cut the bottoms off of those and just dump the soil into those and kind of set them on the plants.
Nice.
So then the mites can leave and crawl to wherever they want instead of like dumping that cocoa coir inside my plants. But, you know, some of my soil ones, I just dumped it in there. But yeah, I feel like it went pretty well. I don't know. I still have root mealies happening. I still have flat mites. I have kind of succumbed to the fact that these will always be at some level in my collection. Like, I think it would be weird of me to just assume they'll never exist. But anyway, it's kind of a struggle mentally. But I'm kind of getting back into it. I've been trying to root a bunch of plants. Like you can see, I have a fungi over there. That's like wrinkly AF. It's just because root mealy's just got it a little too much.
Mm.
And so I'm babying it. And I've rooted big plants like that again, rerooted them. So I have confidence it'll happen. And just like, they don't look very pretty while they're doing it.
Mm. They do bounce back though.
They do.
Like once you take care of them, I always thought it was like goner town, but now it's like, just like knowing from experience, it's like, oh, they can come back. Just got to let them do their thing, you know, which is always nice, you know?
Mm-hmm. So yeah, but not much has changed other than just using beneficials. I still am doing like the root drench, not with Pure Crop. I am trying a different one now. That IPM.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know. I read the label on that one and it said that you're supposed to like root drench for 4 hours. And I was like, oh,
that's a long time.
But also sometimes I did do that. So I'm like, that's okay.
At least it won't kill you.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why did you step away from Pure Crop? I was on Reddit the other day, Googling Let's Talk
Hoya. I couldn't find it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And they were like, Let's Talk Hoya sings praises for Pure Crop. But I don't know. And I was like, we haven't been lately. So update.
Yeah.
Well, you couldn't buy it directly from the... Because the last one that I bought, the big jug, I bought it directly from them.
I went to their website and every time you clicked on one of the products, it went to a page 404, like file not found. And I was like, wait, did they shut down?
Or maybe they've been swallowed up completely by the big company who likes to swallow up small business.
Yeah. And I didn't want to buy from Amazon. So it might still be available on Amazon and I'm just not going to do it. So then I went to the local store to see if they had some. They didn't. But the guy suggested this.
Okay.
It seemed akin, like it had same sort of like kind of oils, citric acid. So the properties seem
similar.
Yeah, so we'll see. I think I'm going to take one of my most infected root mealy plants and just make sure that I'm diligent about doing a root drench every week for like a month to see if they go away. And if they do, great. I have another product.
Yeah.
Because PureCrop really did fix it.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Oh, I wonder maybe if they just stopped. Maybe they just stopped selling it themselves.
And it's only available on Amazon?
But there's a few different places. Looks like maybe Arbico Organics you can get it. Sound Horticulture.
See, I think Arbico bought them.
Oh, that is so interesting. Yeah, but if you go, it's not like West Coast Ag Products. Nope, it's not. It's not available through their website. So that is interesting. But the nice thing is it's not just through Amazon. You can purchase it through some other places too. So whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Yeah, so I've just kind of been like, I don't know. I kind of approach my plants a little bit. I've been approaching them a little different. And I haven't really done much with them. That I have all these things in my head that I want to keep doing. As far as like organizing and such. But I haven't done any because I don't have any pond. And again, Amazon. So I did buy like an inorganic bonsai mix from Bonsai Jack, like a premixed.
Oh, I've seen that before. And I'm gonna try that. Curious if it would work because it kind of is like a similar mix, a little different.
It's got the lava rock. It's got a couple different clays, which I think it just doesn't have the zeolite, but I can find zeolite easily.
I forgot to check what it is that I have at home.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I'm still probably going to use it. Yeah. If you are, like, I can use it for yours and, like, help mix it and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, but West Coast Ag was bought out on January 2nd, 2025 by CHS, the nation's largest farmer-owned cooperative based in Minnesota. I don't know what it is, but I'm hearing a lot about Minnesota this year.
Interesting.
CHS. Well, I mean, I guess if it's a cooperative, that can't be terrible.
Yeah, at least it wasn't bought out by Miracle-Gro. That's what I was worried about.
Okay, so then they're just not selling anything right now?
Yeah, it looks like they're just not selling it directly through West Dog, like Coast Products, but you can purchase at other places.
Yeah, because it came up on a couple sites for me too.
Like what? Like you, where you could actually add to cart and buy.
There's one called growgeneration.com. Mm-hmm. And you can buy it off there for a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, so I'm going to try this IPM and we'll see. Yeah, support see the if local it works. Hydroponic store. Sea of Green here in Tempe like has gotten huge. Like they've like expanded into multiple different buildings. So it's like, wow. But yeah, I've been trying to assess and decide, okay, well, do I need to keep this plant this size or can I just take a cutting and throw away the rest? And so I've been doing that a lot.
Doing an adaptation of Doug Chamberlain.
Marking the ones like, hey, am I keeping this because I want it? Or am I keeping it for a certain reason? If I'm not, and I don't care, and it has a ton of flat mites and pests, I'm just like, I toss it. Mm. And I don't even feel bad about it.
Good.
Because it's my money, it was my time, and I don't care.
Yep.
But some of them I do want to treat as a big plant because I was like, oh, I like that. But a lot of these plants, like all of our plants, we've all grown them from like two leaf cuttings. So sometimes it's kind of fun to restart that process. And I've been finding some joy in doing that. Like I have a prop box full of like ones that I was like, okay, well, this whole plant had flat mite and I don't want to treat it. So I'm going to take these two cuttings and I'm going to reroot them. And it was a lot easier for me to scrub those two cuttings like completely clean and start fresh. So yeah, that's been fun to like rewire my thought process. I'm like, oh, I need to keep this. I'm like, oh, this really big Hoya, I need to make sure it's fine. When really I'm like, no, I don't really care. It's kind of, I get joy from growing them. So.
And when they grow that fast.
Yeah. I need to come up with like a little checklist to be like, okay, well this Hoya, who'd I get it from? How big was it? How, you know,
remember last year when we were like, we're going to keep a whatever. And I had started like the whole like record of all my Hoya, and I was trying to remember where I got them off from and stuff. Man, yeah. That fell off the bandwagon.
That was last year. I thought that was 2 years ago. Maybe we did that air table. I still haven't finished it.
No, I haven't finished mine either.
I do have like 20 plants on there, which is a lot more than I ever had before.
Yeah. Now I'm at the point where I'm like, I can't remember.
Probably all those plants. Yeah.
Sometimes like I have a hard time remembering, obviously, the name. Like when I was showing that video, I was like, I don't remember the name of this one.
Yeah. That's the other struggle now, because when I was doing it then, I was like, okay, it's fresh in my mind. Like I'll remember who these plants are from. But now it's like, I don't even remember what year, because I was like putting the year, who it was from. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, I don't remember what year I got this plant.
That's but, definitely a your age problem, not a Hoya problem.
Well, I never said it was a Hoya problem.
I just wanted to make it clear that the Hoya hobby does not cause memory loss or senile behavior. It's just
it can, like, if you get a large pot dropped on your head or something.
I mean, again, but. Not fact. We're not professionals in any way, even health. Nor have we tested it, so... Well, since I did enjoy the 3.75 days of spring we had, I went through most of my Hoya. I still have like one shelf to do, but I went through and with the little scissors cut off like things that definitely died in the winter. Limbs that definitely aren't coming back.
Oh, that's surprising. Wow. She actually used the scissors.
I regularly do that. I just don't. Love it when people come to my house and like, this dead, throw it away. Because like, me and that plant, we had a relationship.
And you got to say goodbye.
I got to say goodbye. And I got to be like, I could have wired you more.
You have your regrets and then you learn from them. Yeah. It's a growth process for you.
I'm going to really try this time. I got to give them a little hope, something to grasp onto. Deadbeat dad, you know? Yeah.
I promise I'll be better.
Yeah. We're going to go to Disneyland this year. I promise. Remember the one year we wanted to take a Hoya to Disneyland?
No.
Was that in my head?
No, we were. Oh, yeah.
To plant?
But when we went for your birthday, we were like, oh, we can try to make this a Patreon. Come to Disney with us. And we were going to bring a plant with us and go all over Disney with the plant.
I mean, we could still do that. Wow.
And then we were like, what if we just took a Lacunosa and left the Lacunosa there to see if it would survive?
We were going to infiltrate a Hoya at Disneyland.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like, Disneyland ransacked by this new pest called flat mite.
And then everything is dead.
Yeah. And then once we got to that point, we're like, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, that would have been a lot of work.
Anyway, yeah, that was my like spring cleaning. And then I did do the full bath to get all the little dust off. So that was nice too.
Yeah.
I did that this week. Dusted the shelves. You know, I've been a little bit better about watering.
Yeah.
What about you?
That's good. Yeah. Last time I talked about how I took a day off from work to take care of all of my plants. And that really felt like a kickoff to spring for me. But the one thing that I do once the weather starts warming up is I buy the yellow sticky traps for fungus gnats.
I do see fungus gnats come in.
And it's like I still have, I want to say maybe like, 6-7-ish plants that are still in soil, and every year there's fungus gnats that come out of them. And I noticed last year when I put them in before they started coming out, like I would see a few on the traps and then I would never see like more of them. And like it really nipped the problem in the bud.
Yeah.
Is it bud or butt?
Bud.
Okay. In the bud. And so
is it bud or butt?
It's whatever you want it to be, babes.
So, you know, this year I was like, all right, like the weather's warming up. It's going to happen again. And I see like a couple of fungus gnats stuck on, you know, the little sticky trap, but hoping that it doesn't become a big problem. Because when it becomes a big problem, it just feels like they're everywhere and they're attracted to the carbon dioxide that comes out of your mouth. And that's why they fly towards your face. And it's so distracting. So I've been doing that for, I feel like, a couple of years now, and it's been going great. I don't really do anything else for fungus gnats. I mean, albeit I don't have a ton of plants in soil, but for the ones that are in soil, I feel like it works. So I'm going to, you know, I'm going to die on that bridge of put out those yellow sticky traps before it gets warm. And
is it normal that I have fungus gnats like in the coldest part of the winter?
That's weird.
I mean, I've had, I have them like, I feel like year round, but
yeah, they really I feel like mine are year round.
Amp up in at this time. Okay. And like today,
do you do anything?
I have the sticky tracks. I used to have a kitschy, but I don't know what I did with it.
Oh, the catchy?
Catchy? Okay, yeah. I don't know what I did with it.
You know where it is?
Mm-mm.
Remember that one time when you were moving and we like last, it was like last box that got packed and we're like, all the shit's going in here. All the plant shit's going in here. And it was that big ass box.
I went through it. It was in
you
there.
You never found the box though.
No, yeah.
You finally found it?
Yeah, in my garage. Because remember how I was doing some building?
I'm pretty sure that's where it went.
It wasn't in there. I emptied that weird box.
Yeah, so, I have no solutions for you.
Yeah. One missing kitschy in my life. Yeah. But yeah, now the other thing that I also do is like buy 150,000 of one thing when it's on sale. So I have more than enough sticky traps. And then I'm even more like save it savvy. I usually like cut them in half and only use half at it. Like one.
Maybe
makes
that's
multiples.
Your problem.
Oh, for small. I'll buy some from
yeah.
you.
Yeah, you have to buy them. I'll just give you a little stack. I have butterflies. I have yellow ones. I have blue ones. I have everything because if it's on sale, I need everything. 50.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
That's how Steve is with cheese.
Yeah. Really interesting. But yeah, no. This year we're going to consume less and use what we have.
Yeah.
Maybe don't cut them in half. Maybe just use all of it.
Well, because I don't want to see them in my pots either. I want them to work, but not be there, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you do whatever makes you happy.
It works. I haven't had gnats in my face this whole winter.
I had just when I was showering right before you guys were coming over, I was just sitting there brushing my teeth and one like flew down and it like landed in a little like water next to the sink. So it was drowning. I had to smush it with my finger.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be like, I saved it.
No. Yeah, I thought you were like, I had to
but
like.
The thing
carry
is, like,
out.
I don't know how to save it because they're so small, yeah. And then also I'm just like, I'll just put you out of your misery because I didn't want you to live either.
Yeah.
But I do feel guilty every time, and I don't love the traps. Like I can't look at them because if I see them there with their little
moving
legs, it really does something to me that like yeah. it's upsetting. But I hate having them.
Yeah. That is the thing. The yellow sticky traps get like gross, but that's just what's worked for me. And it's so hands off and easy and cheap that it just is now just the thing that I do. Because then once they're gone, then by summer, I just remove all of them. And then I feel like I don't get them again until the next year. Like I'm rid of them for the rest of the year, which is great. So,
you know what else I do? Not just the yellow or blue sticky on the plants. I have these stickies that go on the windows, like just like a sticky tab.
Like a strip.
Mm-hmm. And that really helps with the gnats too. It helps because the cats usually have destroyed the blinds trying to chase flies in there. So when I put them and the flies land on there, they don't fly it around. Anyway, that really catches a lot of gnats too.
Yeah.
So lots of good solutions.
Did the catchy work when you had it?
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
I feel like it worked really well when you were using it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess especially if you have all your plants like consolidated in a specific area, or if you have a problem plant, you can put it next to it.
Yeah.
And then when I was at Bree's house, I think she had like a plug-in like...
I was going to say, yeah. It's it looks like a nightlight.
Yeah. And then there was like the blue sticky on the inside. Steve used to have one of those too, which I think you could probably just cut those sticky... you don't have to buy the specific ones anyway.
And it's more like compact, I guess.
Soil mites, I think, also take care of fungus gnats. Like, and there are beneficials. Mm-hmm. The first time, like way back in the day, one of my first YouTube videos was nematodes.
I remember that. And didn't you like mix it in a bucket?
Yeah.
I remember that.
And that worked perfect. Like it was just like one treatment and it was done. But also I had all soil plants then and like, a lot of plants.
Nematodes are vicious.
And I would say that I have seen fungus gnats in pond.
Mm.
I still think that they lay eggs and grow. And it makes me a little more nervous when they're in pond because there's not much organic material for the larva to eat except for roots. And so I think that when you have soil, and I don't know this for any fact whatsoever, just my assumption is... The larva can eat like organic matter that's in the soil. But I get a little nervous whenever I see them hovering around my pond. I'm like, no, you get out of here.
Do you think they eat roots?
Oh, I mean, yes. I think that they always have ate roots, and people try to be like, oh, they're going to ruin your plant. Like, no. I don't think a fungus gnat infestation will ever kill a plant. I don't think it could get bad enough to do that. But
it could weaken it.
Yeah. That's just, again,
you're uneducated.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. It's my opinion.
I heard you say that in my head. Hola, Hoya friends. So we launched our Patreon, aka Peduncle Pals. It's been a joy connecting more with all of you, chatting in our Facebook group, and sharing more behind the scenes through our exclusive Patreon episodes every month. We're blown away by your support, and we're so grateful for every one of you that is joining us on this club. You can subscribe through our Patreon link through our Instagram bio, episode descriptions, or show notes. See you there.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Yeah, I feel like fungus gnats are more of like a true pest of just like, it's annoying.
Yeah.
Whereas things like flat mites or root mealies, you're like, oh, my plant could die. Yeah. So it's like different kinds of stressors. It's like the stress of like, oh, I don't want my plant to die. Like kind of a stressor opposed to, this is really annoying that these bugs are in my face type of a stressor.
Could you imagine if like root mealies and flat mite like were in your face like that?
No, I would not have plants anymore. No, I don't think I could. I think I would die. Could you imagine? Can you imagine you see like a root mealy flying around, it's all fluffy and gross and nasty? I would die. That would be gross.
Okay, but they kind of look like that bug on cactuses that they use for red dye.
Cochinella.
So maybe we could figure out how to use it to make dye.
Yeah.
Or to make cotton.
Yeah.
Or to eat fried up yummy.
That's what's a hot Cheetos.
I mean, a lot of cultures eat bugs.
Cochineal, yeah.
But
I've eaten grasshoppers with tajin. Well, we call it crickets. Chapulines. Yeah, crickets.
Is it good?
Mm-hmm, yeah. It's delicious.
Surprisingly, like...
Grasshopper or cricket?
Grasshopper. I had grasshopper at El Charro Hipster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why I had hipster, but they're gone because, you know, landlords raising rent.
That's right.
Which is sad, but they had that spicy, like they would do the rim of your tequila with it or your drinks. But it tasted like if you chewed a sunflower seed whole, like when if you were chewing the shell of the sunflower seed, which I used to do all the time.
Interesting.
I'd like put a whole handful of sunflower seeds and chomp them.
It was like spicy sticks. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it has that like, you know how sunflowers have like there's a Korean word for it. But when it's like.
I want to hear the Korean word.
It's in Korean, we say kosohe, which is like sesame seed oil. And like sesame seeds have this like very distinct like.
Aroma
flavor taste? To them yeah. Where it's not like it's like a like it would be like akin to saying like something is like savory or has umami but it's like a specific taste, but you know how, like sunflowers when you eat them like they have like that, or like sesame seed oil things like that.
Well, that's the scent that reminds me of like tobacco cigarettes in sunflower seeds. I love sunflower seeds.
Interesting.
But the crickets don't have like an aroma or like a
they don't have like that sunflower like how they have like the interesting.
No, it's just literally like spicy lemony sticks,
so it's more so the texture.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, but I did feel like they tasted like how that like a sunflower shell tastes.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Interesting.
But I don't have a very refined palate.
I got some recently from who?
Grasshoppers.
Crickets or chapulines.
And they did fire ants at El Charro too. Like they did fire ants that you
could. I didn't try those. But I got some. Someone went to Mexico, brought me some. I was here and I gave them to my nieces. 3 of them. Only one of them would eat it. And she really liked them. She wanted
Julia?
More. Julia ate it.
The youngest?
Yeah.
Julia or Michelle?
No, she's the middle one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The middle one. She's the more tomboy one. But
she's more like a little bit adventurous. Yeah. I would have been surprised if the oldest one did.
Yeah, but no, yeah, the oldest and the youngest one didn't want it, but the little one did. I can't remember where I got those chapulines from.
Well, that seems like a you problem. Yeah, so
it is.
But anyway.
So let's eat some root mealies. Let's eat some mealies. Let's eat some.
I'm not going to say no. Like, if somebody was to DM us and been like, in my culture, we eat them like this. I might try it.
Oh, I for sure have eaten fungus gnats. Like, some have flown 100%.
Up. Oh, well, definitely. What do they say? Don't they say like 20, like
humans will eat a certain number of bugs in their life?
Yeah. Like 200 or something like that in your lifetime or something. And most of it's from while you're asleep.
I believe
because like last year there was a spider that crawled on me. I felt it. I felt that spider. Oh my gosh. I ran out of my bed so freaking fast. And I was like, if I was sleeping, that probably wouldn't have went up my ear, my nose, my mouth. Yuck. Who knows?
I told you guys I've had a spider on my ear before, right?
In your ear?
In my ear.
I don't think so.
A terrifying. I could hear it
scratching on my ear like drum. And I was like, I am not kidding you. I told Nin, just kill me because I can't stand this pain in my head. And I could hear it like scratching my eardrum and I just wanted it to end.
That is like an irrational fear of mine.
No, it happened. And then for a long time I had to sleep with my head covered because I was so scared of it happening again. Absolutely. And now that I think about it, I'm like, I should go back to covering my head.
Hey, you know what? You know what would help you?
What?
Is a sleep mask that has built-in headphones. Anyway.
No, we like, and then we got it out, and it was like the teeniest little spider in the world. No. And it literally was like,
and laid eggs in there.
Probably. I'm a spider. Like, there's a Charlotte's spider controlling web. My brain right now. I'm just letting you guys
know. That makes
a
lot of sense. Just kidding.
No wonder you like fly so much.
Yeah, no, it was the worst. I would not recommend it. And then my dad,
I think you're supposed to like put water in your ear and like drown it out.
Yeah, or oil. I've heard oil. Ugh. I don't know that I would put oil in my ear. I think we used water. I don't remember.
But I've seen those videos where they do that and like something pretty large comes out and I'm just like,
bleh. I was going to say my dad had to have surgery because a big bug went in his ear. It looked like a big bean and he had to get surgically removed.
I'm wearing earmuffs.
And now his eardrum is like forever like delicate because of, like it ripped it and they had to reconstruct it. So.
Because I know that's delicate.
That oh is. My
God. Isn't it?
Yeah. So if you think it would never happen, it will happen. It can happen.
It can and happen. It has happened to people you know.
To someone you. Yes, exactly. FYI. I'm going to sleep with these on.
Yeah. Now that we've just instilled a fear in everybody.
That's disgusting.
I remember watching an episode of Sally, Jesse, Raphael when I was younger. And like, it was about phobias and fears. And someone had a fear of bugs crawling and they would put cotton balls in their ear and tape them. They would put cotton balls in their nose and tape it. And they would tape their mouth closed.
How do they breathe?
They might as well put their face in a bubble. Jesus.
No, okay, if your ears are covered, not that you ever breathe out of your ears, but ear covered, nose hole, mouth covered, how are you breathing?
Maybe you breathe through the cotton ball in your mouth.
I think she like either, it was either like a mask or something that was like a net so nothing could get in.
Okay, I'm interested to know though, is there anything this year that you want to try that you haven't before when it comes to like either managing your plants or pests or anything like that?
The plants that I have at the front of the house, they are like going just like by the light of the sun and they don't have any grow lights. So that's something new for me that I'm trying. I know you've grown them like that a lot.
Natural lighting.
Uh-huh, natural lighting. But this is my first time like trying to grow with that. So it's going well. I feel like they dry out a lot faster than the ones that I keep under the grow lights.
Probably because it's warm.
Maybe.
Because like for you, your bedroom isn't warm. It's like cool.
It is. That's cool.
But then for you, that front of the house, I feel like is a little bit warmer.
Well, no, because what used to be my office was the hottest. And that's where I have most of my plants. And even then, I felt like the water lasted a little longer than there. Maybe it's because it's like bigger room.
But also.
Area, I don't know.
I feel like. I corrected your amount of water you put in, because at one time you were like, I was like, oh, that's too much because it was in the substrate. So maybe yeah. you're just like not putting as much water in.
I'm still pretty much putting all the water I want in there.
Yeah. It's weird how different things
are. Her plants are sitting in there. Her plants are doing what you did. Oh, can we insert that clip in here right now? What happened to Jesse that one day? No. That's what your plants are doing.
What happened was I literally was like about to die. Keel over dead, guys. And these two just laughed.
Please insert. That's not true. Soundbite.
I have video evidence.
True. You ran napkins for your floor.
No.
Instead of coming over here to be like, let me give you the Heimlich.
No, it was for your own.
He really was out to help you. Me? He was. By the time I was done laughing, I was like, damn, if Adam wasn't here, she would have been dead.
Here's what I thought is I was like, snot and everything's going to be coming out of your nose. Because the way it sounded, I just assumed everything poured out.
No.
But no, that thrusty contained it all and kept it down.
I was like, this will not come out of me.
That's why I was getting paper towels, because I would want to cover my face. Yeah.
But then you know how you swallow, like, so hard it hurts. You can't post this. You know how you swallow so hard it hurts?
Yeah.
I did that, and then I was like losing my air because I had swallowed so hard it hurt. Oh. Anyway, I almost died. And much like the video where that plant fell over and Lydia was like, oh, the plant right next to me is going to fall over. Wow.
And it's just like a slow demise.
Yeah. And she watched it. She was like, wow, it fell. She was like, this hoe's really going to drop in front of me. Look at that.
This hoe's going to drown.
Yeah. Did she mad? One time.
That was on a Patreon episode, but I feel like we need to give it to the public a little bit.
I don't know. One time in high school. Okay. I don't know what she's about to say. Remember, there's things about high school we can't talk about.
Yeah. Just kidding. Yeah, for you, I was a saint in high school anyway.
Oh, we're not
saint. We're at a youth group thing, and I ate a piece of ice and swallowed it. And I'm standing next to her, like, and she goes, wow, what's wrong? And she starts talking to me, and I'm like, and she's like, what? And it finally melted. I was like, I was choking. And she goes, oh my gosh, are you okay now?
I remember
after
that.
It's gone. I was like, she I was dying.
She was choking on ice. Okay, oh, but I was choking on water. I was drowning.
You were laughing through it. We all heard it.
Bad.
Well, good times.
What were we talking?
Choking on pests.
Oh, the plants. Yeah. So I really do like having the plants in my bedroom because it doesn't get a lot of very bright light. And so some of the leaves, it comes in with like a lot of deeper green foliage. And some of them, the leaves get a lot bigger.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. It's looking good. Yeah. Everything, not like nothing has keeled over and died. It does remind me a little bit more to water it, especially because I have it next to my non-Hoyas, which, like my avocado plant, the minute it's thirsty, it's like, this is it, goodbye, adios. Like, I've never met a more dramatic plant than an avocado plant. And then I water it, and I'm like, oh, I guess you guys also need water. Here we
go. Yeah, everyone gets a little.
Yeah, so that's my new thing. My new thing is trying to water my plants.
So your new thing is taking care of your plants. Yes, yes. I love it.
And growing in natural light here in Arizona.
Oh yeah, I forgot you had mentioned that. Sorry.
What about you, Lydia?
Did you say something?
No, I didn't.
Do you have something?
I don't know.
I think too busy laughing.
Hadn't you mentioned you were gonna downsize? I feel like that's new for you.
I am going to downsize, but it's still hard to get rid of things because I do attach like clothes and that kind of stuff. I attach sentimental value to things. So like, I'll be like, oh, I don't really care for this plant anymore, but this person gave it to me and I care about that person. And so it's hard for, I need to break that, but I am going to go through and kind of do that whole, like, do I care about having this one? Some of them I do want to keep, but some of them, like, I just don't need.
Yeah. Cause you made it sound like a dramatic downsize was happening.
Yeah. I mean, I would like to get it to like a few shelves in here, and then I still am going to have the bedroom full, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
who is it, that person that I really like for with a ting?
Marie Kondo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. As Marie Kondo says, hold it in your hand. And in that moment, does it go ting or is it like, eh?
Yeah.
And the first reaction that you have.
See, but for Adam, because of the sentimental volume, it's like a tongue.
Yeah,
it's
like they all. Like there's always like, you know, like the Lacanosa, the silver ones always reminds me of like Aura. I'd only have one big plant left and it's out in the living room. And like, I don't know. And then you see these big plants and you're just like, well, it's so big, but I don't want it. But I can't give it to someone with pests. You know, it's just all of these things go through your head.
Yeah. Maybe you can throw them out to the side of the yard and see if you create the first Phoenix sun resistant. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Or they're going to dry out completely and then you won't feel bad about it.
Yeah.
Pull a Doug.
But I also kind of this year want to like figure out a way to create a little environment, maybe a small one, to get some of the Hoya to bloom, you know, kind of how Doug does too. Because some of these I want to see bloom, but like after they bloom, then I could be okay getting rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, like my Thompsonii, supposedly white flower. Well, it's never bloomed. I want to see if it has a white flower. If it has white flower, then I might keep it. But like if it doesn't, I just want to force it to bloom. So I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever get to that, but that's like something this year that it would be fun to do is just find like either a little tent or create a little box to give them like a different environment, like higher humidity.
Just, what about a glass cabinet?
Yeah, I just like don't want like a whole thing, you know?
Oh yeah, because then you got to waterproof it. You got to
cool it. I'd rather just like keep it in a clear container and
something that doesn't have permanence to it.
If I don't want to use it, I can just like put it out in the garage. I don't know. True. But it might be fun to like challenge yourself to like, I want to see that the greeny eye flower. I don't know. It doesn't even have a peduncle. I just want to see if I can get force things to flower that way.
See if it changes anything.
Yeah.
I bet you can. We'll You're see. The Hoya King.
Yeah. No, I'm not. But really, though, I really want to get that Rainforest Beauty to flower. I want to be the first one to ever have it flower.
Oh my gosh, wouldn't that be amazing?
That would be.
I got a bloom on that last week.
Not true.
You thought about it for like 1 second.
I just want to like take the photos of it. I've been really enjoying taking the photos of blooms again. And like, I don't know. It's just fun.
Yeah, we all had a little plant moment this week.
Oh yeah, sent videos to each other of all the updates that we have with all the plants.
Oh yeah, my species Jatim is the little lime wedge one.
Yeah,
it's further along in the bloom than it's ever been.
Which is really exciting. And I think that
it's like they look like they're gonna stick. So I'm really excited to see that one in person.
That's super exciting.
And you have one that's very similar.
Yes.
Also.
Garut.
Yeah.
Which that one is supposed to be like similar, but I'm pretty sure it's like a lemon, more like a lemony yellowish color. So we'll have to see. We don't know. Because even when I got them, they were like, this is what the seller told me, but you don't know until you bloom it yourself, right?
Yeah. So. But neither of you has a little matcha colored one.
I think that would be mine.
Ooh.
Like lime color.
Yeah.
Like a green bloom. Because there was like a point where we're like, oh, we want to see green blooms.
I'm excited.
Oh yeah. Green blooms, yes. Oh, and in blue. I would like to get a blue.
Oh, because there was that one, the Dischidia. Dischidia blue flower. I did really want that one. Yeah.
For the one like millisecond you were into orchids and Dischidias.
Well, I really was into the like the smaller leaves, and that Dischidia was a smaller leaf Hoya, and it has blue flowers. And blue flowers are like pretty rare when it comes to just like in
nature.
Yeah, in general.
Animal Crossing taught me that. Blue cross hybrids. Is it Praetoria? The orange fuzzy flowers?
Yes. Or Phylura?
I want one of those plants.
I have one.
I see those flowers all the time and they remind me of like bats hanging upside down.
Super fuzzy.
And they're so cute.
I have a Phylura.
And so same kind of flower?
I'm pretty sure. Look it up real quick.
I'm pretty sure we had this exact same conversation. It was wrong and she went delete that. And I didn't. I left it on there. I just deleted the part where she said delete it.
I don't remember what if it's a Praetoria or like how it's spelled.
Oh, yeah, we did have this exact same conversation. Well, I have a Hoya Philura.
Which does not look like bats.
No. What is a Praetoria? Why do I feel like I used to have
it
that?
It is the Praetoria, the one that I'm thinking of. Okay, but the Philura are also cute.
Not the same, though. Yeah, these ones are really cute. They're very fuzzy.
Oh, yellow.
They remind me of orange creamsicles. Or a mango chamoy popsicle.
Anyway, I guess our biggest advice as plant parents is pests happen. And even though we're not going to take this advice when it happens to us, don't freak out.
Yeah.
It's a pretty normal thing, but we're all going to freak out as soon as we see it.
I feel like we've gotten better about it, though. I remember even like when we did our first episode, like episode 7, and we were talking about pests, it was like, oh no, the world's ending. Like, I remember I would see a pest and immediately I would get like this like feeling in my nervous system of like my body would feel tingly just from anxiety.
And you were like, I'm done with Hoya. I can't do this anymore. Like, oh my God, it's never going to grow. And like, it felt very like that for a while.
Yeah. But now
I was just like, well, I can't help it.
There's like this like greater acceptance of just like things ebb and flow. Like, you have times where there's nothing. You have times where things are great. You have times where it's like you lift up the pot and it's like, oh, there's root mealies. And yeah. And I feel like just recognizing that it'll happen and having tools that can, you know, rectify those situations is always helpful. And I know that it can be stressful because like we love our plants so much, but there's, I think it helps with like the longevity of being able to be like a plant collector, is not getting so stressed over it, because I think then that takes away from like our joy of collecting plants, but just accepting the fact that it's going to be there. There's good times, there's bad times, there's tools, there's tons of people who are willing to help when situations arise like that too. And so,
yeah. And things still grow with pests. So as long as it's not to a point where it's like that bad.
Because if we remember, if you look at the photos of these plants in situ, like in nature, those plants are some busted, crusted plants.
Yeah, there's like barely any leaves.
And our plants really are living a high life. Yeah, like living a luxurious life in comparison. So if they can withstand that, like actual nature in comparison, they're really baby tier. So
that's right.
Yep.
They're living the high life. Anyway, well, head over to Instagram or wherever you want to. But we want to hear your thoughts on the episode, pests, etc.
Pests, you know, and we can, spring
we cleaning. Can spiral together. Tell us whatever you want to tell us.
Thanks for joining us.
And while you're there, make sure you follow. You can find us on Instagram at let's.talkhoya. And you can also follow us all individually on Instagram. My Instagram is at notdude.
I'm at thegreenplant.az.
And I'm at perritos y plants. Adios.
Anya.
Bye.
Picture this, you're scrolling through your feed and suddenly, bam, you land on an incredible live stream and someone's sharing secrets about nurturing that stunning plant you've been eyeing. You're instantly hooked, asking questions, laughing, and joining vibrant conversations with passionate plant lovers from all over the world.
These live streams aren't just about selling plants. They're hangouts, educational classes, and exciting community events. And while you're waiting for your next favorite seller or educator to go live, join chat channels similar to Discord, where the fun never stops and plant friendships flourish.
Feeling inspired, you decide it's time to buy your dream plant. Here's the best part. It's not just a transaction. You're connecting directly with amazing sellers and becoming part of a genuinely engaged community. Need any tips? Have any questions? Want to celebrate your plant's first ever bloom? Overgrown Oasis community is always eager to support, guide, and cheer you on.
Overgrown Oasis is more than just a platform. It's your new plant-loving adventure and community home. So dive into the excitement, connect deeply, and watch your plant dreams bloom alongside friends. You can find Overgrown Oasis by visiting overgrownoasis.com.
Your ultimate plant-loving community awaits.